This podcast is brought to you by Rock My Wedding, the UK's most influential wedding brand. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Me too. Thanks for asking.
Anna. We're recording from our new head office today.
It's very exciting.
For those of you that don't know, we moved in to our new offices about a week ago, and it's very rural here.
It's extremely rural.
Isn't it?
And dog friendly. Last night a big dog bounded up to me as I was getting into my car.
Dog friendly offices, and we're in a big sort of like converted barn, I suppose you'd say.
Yeah.
Very spacious.
We're in our specific podcast recording room.
Yeah, like we've got a, we've basically got a big open plan office, and then it's got a separate kitchen, separate loo, obviously.
Thank goodness.
And then like a little kind of, see, saying it's a cupboard is not good enough, is it?
Just slightly bigger than a cupboard.
Slightly bigger than a storage cupboard, which is where we can have these podcasts.
Yes, very exciting indeed. I wanted to start the podcast today to say thank you to everybody for their support with the podcast. And I normally say at the end, thanks for listening and thanks for getting in touch and blah, blah, blah. But I thought I'd start because, you know, by the end, you get the end of the podcast, you're busy. You've got planning to be getting on with. So you haven't got time to listen to the very end. So I'm putting it in at the start. We really enjoy hearing from you and your engagement is so encouraging. We enjoy doing the podcast so much. And now Rock My Wedding is completely ad-free. So the podcast will always be ad-free. You'll never get any annoying interrupting ads for as long as we record the podcast, which is really exciting.
If you read our lifestyle blog, rockmystyle.co.uk, there's a post on there that I wrote about how the whole brand is now essentially ad-free.
Yeah.
So you'll never be, as Becky said, interrupted by adverts on this podcast. Might be interrupted by us playing some dodgy music or waffling. But no ads.
But yeah, so if you have enjoyed listening to previous episodes and you enjoy this episode, it would be really lovely if you could leave us a little 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. Give us a little review because it just helps everybody else to find us when they're searching for wedding related podcasting things. Thanks. Waffle out the way. What are we going to talk about today, Charl?
We're going to talk about alternative wedding roles. So, how to get your friends and family involved in your wedding if they want to be involved, if you want them involved. Mm-hmm. But they can't be anything that's, I suppose, what you'd call traditionally specific.
Yeah, there are obvious roles, so ushers, bridesmaids, etc. But yes, we're going to talk about the alternative roles. So maybe you only have budget for 2 bridesmaids, but you've got other girlfriends that you're really close to and you want them to be a part of your day, or you want relatives to be involved. And this is where this episode comes into its own. So we're going to go through a series of alternative roles. So role number one is readings. So we've a whole episode dedicated to readings where we talk about how to pick the perfect person for readings, types of readings that they can do, ideas for readings. So you can pop back to that episode and tune in for more chat specifically about readings and how to choose the ideal candidate to do a little reading at your ceremony. You want someone who's confident at speaking or reading in public. It's not a role to assign to someone who isn't keen on it because public speaking can turn some people into a wreck. But again, we'll talk about that more in that previous episode. Anyway, alternatively to choosing a grown-up, you can always choose a child to do a reading as well, which is something that we've seen in a few real weddings. They're often less daunted by those sort of tasks. They think it's great, don't they, doing a little performance or whatnot. Yeah. So perhaps if you have nieces or nephews, for example, but no budget for a flower girl or a page boy type role, this is where you can really get them involved. You will need to make sure their parents are happy to be back up, just in case. You never know. Kids gone rogue. You never know. Just make sure that they can help coax them getting through it if they get a little bit stuck or a little bit nervous. But I think that's a really nice way of including little ones in your day as well. Role number two. I've just briefly mentioned flower girls and page boys, so I thought go a little bit more into those roles and how you can get children involved in other ways. Because I think flower girls and page boys are difficult because it's the age groups for those, isn't it?
What's the cutoff? What's the starting
like
point?
What constitutes a flower girl as opposed to a bridesmaid or what? So I would define a flower girl, then if you would agree, as a child between sort of 3 and 7.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because I think less than 3, asking for a bit of trouble.
Been there.
Yeah. It's that directing of them, and their level of understanding is not quite there yet to say, all you need to do is walk from here to there.
Yeah.
And like you sort of, they're still veering off wherever they want when they're to.
Have your daughter who has just turned one on your hip when you're wearing a very sparkly sequin dress. Take her up the aisle and just pray that she doesn't puke on you. That was my experience.
That was at your sister's wedding, wasn't it?
That was, yeah. I was like, Melissa, are you sure about this? Because I'm going to have to carry it. It's fine. It's fine. Okay.
Did you survive sans puke?
I did survive sans puke, but there was dribble in my hair.
Oh, there's always dribble in the hair, isn't
there? Yeah. So not to put you off, should you want to include your one-year-old in your wedding.
Yeah, if you're looking at including a child under the age of three, you're probably going to have someone walk with them.
Yes.
Whereas if they're three, they could possibly do that little journey by themselves.
Yeah, or if you have a slightly older flower girl to take the younger ones down. So at my sister's wedding, my daughter who just turned five took a cousin down the aisle who had was not quite two yet, but this is a thing. So Mabel, my daughter, was trying to go to the right, which was the right way, and Ira hadn't got a Scooby, and I think just saw her dad at the end and was like, "Daddy!" And then tried to go the other way. So my husband had to like kind of come in from nowhere.
Intercept,
put the kids the right way as some kind of like suited and booted like bridesmaid, I guess, behind everyone else. But all adds to the fun of the day.
There you go, another way of including my friends and family in your... But yeah, so that's a really good idea. Like you say, a slightly older flower girl can help get the younger ones down. Because I would say the cutoff is probably... 7-8-ish for flower girl.
It's really difficult for me to know.
Their personalities start to change at that point. Like I'm trying to imagine my niece doing that role now. And I think she would feel a little too old. So she was 10 this year. And I think she'd be a bit like, but I want to be a bridesmaid. It's like, it's quite a tricky...
And I suppose in that respect, if it's a group of people going up the aisle, it's more about the outfits and what they're comfortable in.
That's
and
it,
what
yeah.
their parents are comfortable with them wearing and you want them to wear and like how I know it all works with your wedding.
She wouldn't want to wear the same dress that a four-year-old is wearing.
Yeah, that's the thing, whereas actually they don't have to, I suppose they don't have to be called one or the other. It's more what they're going to wear and how are they going to be a part of the day, I suppose.
Yeah, that's it. There isn't a traditional term for that in-betweeny sort of age, you might term a bridesmaid from, say, the age of 14 or 15 or something, but what about when they're, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, yeah.
All three of my bridesmaids were that in-betweeny age. I've mentioned before, I'm sure they were sort of 8, 10 and 11. And I just put them in the adult dresses, the same dresses, because they were very girly anyway. So they could get away with it. They were just altered and they could get away with it. So it's really about matching it to their personality, isn't it? Because some girls are some children are much younger or much older headed than their actual age anyway. Yeah. So if they want to wear a tutu when they're 10 and, spring down the aisle, then why not? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, so it's one of those things where it's screw the tradition again, isn't it? Like it doesn't make any sense because there isn't a specific role for those kids in that age range, and there doesn't have to be. They can just be whatever they want to be.
Yeah.
Throw a few petals down the aisle or whatever.
Your day away.
Awaiting your arrival. Okay, so the same goes for page boys. I do that in air quotes because it's, doesn't need a term, does it really?
No.
But the same for them, I guess, treat them suitably as for the age that they are. And it's nice actually for the older ones, the slightly older ones, like maybe 8, 9, 10 year olds, to give them that little bit extra responsibility, give them a sign to carry down or, throw the petals, like I just mentioned before. They could even maybe ring bearer could carry the rings down the aisle. Just that little element of extra responsibility for that slightly older child that you want to include in the day. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay, cool. Role number three. What's number three, Charl?
Confetti distribution.
Oh, yes. I think traditionally the handing out of confetti is assigned to ushers.
Yeah. So you go to the ceremony, be it. In a venue or outside or in a church or wherever it might be. And you're normally given it as you go in. I put mine on the chair.
Oh, did
you? Not that I'm trying to take roles away from anyone, but
But that is also a role. Someone has the responsibility of making sure that on the chairs is all the confetti or the orders of service. I think actually, that's actually role number four.
Oh.
So let's backtrack.
Okay.
But again, it's another role that doesn't have to be one of these. It was traditionally the usher that would do that. It could be your tweenager that you want to include, or I don't know, a friend, or
your auntie.
Yeah, who really wants to do something and feel like she's contributed. Yeah. That's a great role for them. And we've seen in a few real weddings, like confetti stations, or, you know, so someone feels like they're
manning the station.
It. Yeah.
If you go to our DIY section on rockmywedding.co.uk, you will find a DIY confetti station there.
You will.
That Lisa made.
Yes.
So it's very easy to do.
Very straightforward, simple to follow.
And cost effective.
Yes, indeed.
And provides you with a beautiful piece of decor for your day.
Yes. Does. That leads us nicely onto a role number four, which is an order of service distributor. Like we've just said, it's a similar role to the confetti guy or gal.
Becky's got like ideas of being some kind of logistics company. Like the way that she's written these roles. Just so you know, you don't have to say to somebody, Alan, would you be my order of service distributor?
Hey, listen, I'm trying to help everybody here with a clear and concise organized list of wedding roles. Charlotte literally can't breathe. But the point of all these roles is you have loads of aunties and uncles and friends and nosy people that just want to have a role. I'm just divvying them up.
You do. My dad...
They are extreme, I realise. Do you want to hand out the confetti? Not really, but I will.
But I will, thanks. My dad's best friend, Jane. So they've been best friends since they were literally at school.
Oh.
And so like we've grown up with their family kind of thing. And I wanted her to do a reading. And the whole way through she was flashing her bra.
Was she?
She didn't know. I'm going off a tangent here.
Oh no.
But it just reminded me, because again, this whole thing about the things that don't quite go according to plan are what really make your wedding.
Yeah.
And when we had the photographs back, because I'm not sure how many people at the time noticed, because obviously I didn't, I was just about to get married. So the last thing I was going to be looking at was Jane's undergarments. But in the photos we have back, there was a proper like...
Oh no.
Like fancy bra as well.
Was Jane mortified?
If you've got it, flaunted, she was.
Oh no.
And that's it. We had to do a little bit of Photoshop.
Oh, bless Jane.
Yeah.
Oh, bless her.
The moral of this story is try not to flash your bra when doing a reading to a congregation. And if you're going to do it, wear a fancy one.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Let's move on to role number five. Your wedding MC, right. So if your venue isn't providing an MC is master of ceremonies for anyone who thinks, what are you on about? If they're not providing an MC for the day, then this is a great role for, you know, that big character. Everyone's got one that likes to be a little bit centre of attention and doesn't mind cracking a joke here and there.
Almost like a compere.
It's exactly like that. Basically, their role is they need just to be super confident. You need to make sure they don't drink too much because they need to get past the speeches. Their role will take them past the speeches to the end of the speeches, because they will introduce the speeches.
Mm-hmm.
Have I said speeches enough? I'm not sure. Introduce the speeches. They will introduce you into the room as the new Mr. and Mr., Mr. and Mrs., Mrs. and Mrs. They will, I don't know, say when the speeches have ended, and then they're on to the evening celebrations.
They can coordinate some of the photos for you, make sure that everybody who needs to be in them,
they can holler at
especially
Jane. Jane, come on,
we see your bra.
Put it away.
But if you're having like group shots and things like that,
yeah, absolutely.
And I know that a lot of you won't want 57 million group shots, but you will want some of your family and friends, and so you need that person who's going to be like, right, Bob, get in the photo, mate, put your drink down.
Yes, definitely. And they can be the guy or girl who, that you might have a couple of things you have to pay for on your wedding day, like you might have to pay your band as they leave, or you might have to, you never know. This is the guy or girl that you can delegate that job to. Yes. That all comes as master of ceremonies in my
Pick
eyes.
Someone who's very organised.
That's the one. Organised, confident, doesn't mind having a mic in their hand.
Yeah.
That's your person for your wedding MC. Okay, next role. Role number six. I'm going to lose count of these numbers in a minute, aren't I? How about who is going to witness your wedding?
Yeah, do you know, that's always one I forget about.
Yes. Who witnessed your wedding? Do you remember?
Yes.
I can hear the cogs turning.
No, it was one of my very good friends, and then James had one of his very good friends.
Nice.
Yeah.
We had our mums to witness ours.
Okay.
Because again, they don't moms don't really have a role as such, do they? I know they come with you and wedding dress shopping and all those things. Or they can walk you down the aisle. But we thought our moms didn't
traditionally
really have anything to do.
No.
So we thought it'd be really nice to ask them that. And they were thrilled because they thought it was ever so important.
Mm-hmm.
So important. Practice their signatures for weeks before. No, I'm joking. Yes, that's pretty straightforward. You've got to pick two people and have them sign your register once you've signed it.
Okay.
Simple. Yeah. Next role. What about chauffeur?
Mm.
You don't necessarily have to hire in transport. You could ask somebody that you know to be your transport.
Especially if they're really into cars.
Especially if they're into cars. You never know. You might have an auntie and uncle that's got some sort of super duper old fashioned car. I don't know anything about cars. Or that's just got a super duper like new car or anything, you know.
Or just a car.
Or any sort of a bike.
Anything. Anyway,
that journey
you can get to where you need to go.
Yes.
And involve a special person.
Yes.
Which also, I'm sorry, I'm going to laugh in a minute, but again. Hi. Edward, I've got a special role for you for my wedding. Would you just drive us around, thanks.
But you laugh, and you're making me laugh, because who have we had now? Jane, Edward.
Alan.
That journey is a special journey, because it's the last...
Which one? Which journey are we talking about?
The journey on the way to the wedding is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Is in the one where you're in the car, getting to your venue. If you're not already at your venue, you obviously won't need a car to get you to your venue. But if you do need one... It's a special journey because it's quite nervous and excited, and it's a special half an hour, 20 minutes, whatever it is, you know. Or they might have to drive around the block a few times. So if it's someone you know, you can have a bit of banter with them and just another element if it's somebody you know to relax you a little bit.
And if you need extra transport as well. So you may be hiring a car or whatever it might be for, say, the bride, but actually you need to take your mom and your dad and all the other bridesmaids. So unless you're going to have a minibus.
Yes, good point.
So, you know, if you need...
Could somebody be in charge of taking those for you?
Yeah. And coordinating it in terms of like the times and everything else. Yeah.
It's that little level of responsibility, isn't it? You've got to get the bride to the church on time, as it were.
Make sure there's some champagne in the car.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a job.
I mean, you could even buy him a little hat.
Good.
Here's your special chauffeur's hat. Yes. So I think that's a really nice role to give to somebody. Responsibility and also the part of a special little
a
moment,
special time.
Aren't they? Yeah, I think so.
Now, another role. Let's call it role 8.
Let's do that.
Following your numbers. Hair and beauty.
Yes.
So maybe you have a friend or friends who are excellent at hairstyling and or makeup application. And that's a nice way to bring people in.
It is.
So one of my friends actually did my bridesmaid's hair, whereas I had a hairdresser do mine.
Okay.
But she was like bang on with the old GHD waiver.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I need one of them.
Excellent. I've got the curly version now.
Oh, right.
Well, I can't. I'm sat here looking at Becky, by the way, as you're listening to this, like the curly version. That's as far
staring at
as
me like
my technical knowledge goes of the thing that I have. But I'm sure that it's called a wand.
I think they are called, I mean, listen to us.
And it's quite phallic shaped.
Oh, yes.
Let's not.
Does it go a bit thinner at the end?
Let's be honest about
it. One of those ones?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. But it's very good. Anyone who's listening to this and thinking about doing their own hair, get one of the phallic shaped DHD
wandy
wands
things
that curl your hair, because they're great.
I may invest.
Moving on.
Anyway, as we were.
But it doesn't necessarily have to be your friends who are going to actually do the hair or do the makeup.
Yeah.
They could just be more sort of like coordinating it.
Yeah, yeah.
For you.
Sure.
So I don't know.
The times of everything and how it's working. And
Yeah,
definitely. Because actually there isn't really anyone that does that, because you know, your bridesmaids don't really do that. And you don't want to be
need to get
that
ready themselves. And
that's
what I was going to say, when you're getting ready in your dress, normally you have somebody to help you do that.
Right.
But have you allocated somebody to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't. And it just happened, the timing of everything. My sister was sort of putting on her dress the same time that I was trying to get in my dress.
Oh, okay.
And then, because I had like a fishtail number, it was quite difficult to try and get in my shoes. So my sister-in-law in the end was like zipping me up, getting my shoes.
Oh, nice.
And then rather than kind of leaning over and trying to pour my champagne, she then poured me some champagne, asked me if like she could put my makeup in my little like clutch bag and carry my clutch bag for me.
Oh,
and
nice.
That was, and I remember that so much about her.
Because it was super helpful.
Because it was so helpful and I hadn't considered it.
Yeah.
And no one else had, because it's just one of those things.
Yeah.
And
that's a great idea, actually. Yeah.
So you need like a little beauty partner in crime.
Yes.
Let's call them.
Yes. Just a note with if you're having your friends in or to do your hair or makeup, definitely still have a trial with them like you would if you were paying a professional.
Yes.
Just to be sure.
Yeah.
The final role that I've...
I'll tell you what, I'm loving this title. Because I saw it and just thought, what is Becky recommending that people's friends and family do at the wedding?
Role number 9, I've titled as performers. Mm. If you've got anyone that would like to cartwheel down the aisle, what I mean is musical performers.
Okay.
If you have anybody who's handy with a violin or plays the guitar, you know, who wants to play you down the aisle.
Or a singer.
Or someone who, I mean, come on there, but that's awesome. A bit subjective. Some people think they can sing and they can't.
I know, I can't.
I know, I'm such a good singer. Do you mind if I sing you down the aisle? And you're thinking, oh no, please don't. But yes, anybody who is musically inclined, who wouldn't find it a chore to perform, you can include them in your day. So I have an example of this. I have a friend, a very old friend, who got married a few years ago, and we used to go to performing arts school together.
Can we just say that Becky is massively underplaying this and that Becky used to be in a girl band?
Oh,
who knew?
Subject for another episode. Mm-hmm. Hey, subject for another episode. And anyway, he still writes music and things now, and he's very good friends with a lot of the people that we all went to this performing arts school together. And as a unit, they got together for his wedding and they made a choir and they all sang and performed at his wedding. And just such a lovely personal touch, you know, that's really bringing his history into his wedding, and sounded amazing, obviously, because they're all great. Yeah, so that's kind of where I'm getting at.
Yes,
when I talk about this.
So Simon from We Are the Clarks, who are a videography and photography duo who produced this podcast.
Yes.
They did a wedding recently where the bride was a teacher.
Oh, right.
And she had her class sing.
Oh, no.
God love them. Honestly.
Don't make me cry.
If I was at that wedding, I would have cried.
How lovely.
I don't know how she coped. But so it's anything like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that's really
slightly
special.
Outside of the box, but personal to you.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be perfect.
Exactly.
Doesn't have to be like some kind of professional, you know, arrangement.
Yeah.
You can have your class of kids singing.
Yeah, and that is exactly... That's what I mean.
That's what she That's means. What I mean. Yes.
So there's 9 alternative roles.
Yeah.
For you to divvy out to all your loved ones.
And if you think of any others that you, so you might have thought of something really different based on, I don't know, the talents and experience of your particular friends and family, mm-hmm. then please do email us at podcast@rockmywedding.co.uk and we get some really great ones. We'll share them on our stories.
Yeah, and we'll get them added on to all the show notes so everybody else can see your incredible ideas.
Yeah.
I guess it just boils down to when you're trying to designate roles to friends and families, just play on their strengths, isn't it? Like we talked about with readings, it's got to be someone that's confident and is up for doing it. And maybe if you've got really keen bakers, they could bring some cakes to the table.
Yeah.
Cakes to the table. Or perhaps they could make edible favours for you.
Quiche.
Maybe they could bring a quiche. But it's all those little things, isn't it? Go back to their traits and their strengths.
Yeah.
And that's how you can...
And how they feel they could contribute without having to have a traditional role.
And it doesn't have to be specifically role-based, you know, making a cake or contributing to a cake table. Or it's just that little element of involvement that you can give to people and make them feel a bit special.
If you want to invite me to your wedding... I love making cocktails. I'm not saying I'm any good at it, by the way. I just like all the bits and the bobs that you can put in. Snazzy umbrella.
Yeah,
that'd be me.
Yes.
So, you know, you could invite me to your wedding and I would have a cocktail station.
You could set up the cocktail station.
And I would be
there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little things like that, isn't it? And, you know, just stick to one fancy cocktail, but you make sure you've got all the raspberries and you've got the cucumbers.
Yeah. And the crushed ice.
And all of that. That can be your job.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. That's exactly it. Play to the strengths.
Yeah. And that's mine.
And that's yours. And ultimately, at home truths, you can't be expected to include every single person in some way. They should be honoured to just be guests at the end of the day. So don't put too much pressure on yourselves to include everybody. This is just if you want to give someone a task to do, here's a couple of ideas.
Yeah.
No pressure. Your day, your way.
Absolutely.
The end.
And on that note,
yes, I don't have anything to say to sign off, really, because we said it at the beginning.
So because we like to keep it interesting for you all.
Off you pop, carry on with your planning, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
See you soon.
Goodbye.
Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by Becky and Charlotte from Rock My Wedding, the UK's most influential wedding brand. For more content, visit rockmywedding.co.uk, follow us on Instagram at Rock My Wedding, or buy the book Your Day Your Way from Amazon or any leading book retailer. This podcast is produced by We Are The Clarks.